Next up, Detroit and the banks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's what the president said as he signed the stimulus bill yesterday.
Today does mark the beginning of the end, the beginning of what we need to do to create jobs for Americans scrambling in the wake of layoffs.
That's what he said. Here's the part that Wall Street heard.
The beginning of the end.
Stocks tanked because investors need to see what happens to the banks and the auto industry. Here's the auto deal. The government loans them another $39 billion, and in return, they cut thousands of jobs and cut the benefits of the employees who remain. The mayor of Lansing, Michigan, Virgil Bernero, went ballistic on Fox.
Wall Street got billions of dollars, no strings attached. They haven't suffered one iota, and all we can talk about is how much more blood we can squeeze out of the turnip, how much more we can get out of the working person.
Well, if it's any consolation, Mr. Mayor, banks are in even worse shape, but it looks like the president will stop short of doing what more and more analysts, including free marketer Alan Greenspan, are saying he needs to do because Democrats are too afraid of the N-word. That word being... Well, let me let a Republican say it.
I would not take off the idea of nationalizing the banks.
Senator Lindsey Graham on ABC last Sunday. Democrat Charles Schumer was quick to make sure that nobody would think this was a Democratic idea.
I would not be for nationalizing.
But I sense a little good cop, bad cop here. The Republicans threatening to waterboard the banks, the Democrats being simply shocked by any such idea, but secretly loving the irony. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.